There has been an explosion and a fire at CERN Geneva, Switzerland. Unfortunately, this is not on the CERN site. I just looked into that again 2 minutes ago. And it's not on major news media, but it has been detailed by one of the CERN scientists, Paddy Brassard, who gives a basic rundown of the tremendous destruction of the CERN collider. So she's got, I will leave a link below for you, it's about an hour or so, but she does talk about what took place at the Hadron Collider. It's a complete disaster, so the whole thing is totally out of commission. And what can we say? We can say, thank God. I just saw this news today, Sunday, November 22nd. Fantastic news. Thank you for everybody who's been praying for this stop. Obviously, our Lord Jesus Christ does hear our prayers. His angels do go to work, and accidents do happen. From what Paddy Brassard says, some scientists thought that the collider was off when it was actually still on. That's a very silly mistake to make. These people, by doing this, not being careful, show that they're totally unprofessional, totally unreliable, and the whole thing concerning particle colliders perhaps should be scrapped, because these are the best scientists in the world that work there. So she goes into some detail. She says that the CERN colliders and the other parts of it concerning Atlas and Alice and all this, everything concerning the connections with CERN in Geneva, there was an explosion and a geyser went up, a very strong geyser shooting up into the air, and this is an equivalent of a nuclear catastrophe, she says. She goes also into the details of, and she shows actual images, because the CERN premises have 24-hour closed circuit cameras everywhere. On the actual parts of the CERN, the actual equipment inside underground, as well as above ground, parking lots, on the buildings, premises, and outside of the grounds, of the CERN grounds, surrounding the CERN facilities. And the interesting fact, around minute six of this video, she shows images of a UFO, very lit up, a long, huge, large UFO hovering very low towards a little hill over the area. And it was hovering there for quite a while, obviously trying to see what was going on, trying to take some kind of a measurement to see what actually was the case, how much of a disaster had been created. Now, we know that CERN scientists have been telling us that they're looking for the Higgs boson God particle, and they say that they found it. Others say, well, we're looking for black matter, dark matter, we're looking to open up wormholes. A few weeks ago, we also had scientists telling us that they wanted to reach parallel universes. All this type of nonsense, and obviously very dangerous things to look into. And it's unfortunate that it was a nuclear event, from what the scientist Paddy Brassard says. She gives the basic rundown of the destruction here at the collider with detailed images showing that the beams go off focus and the damage starts. What's really surprising and unsettling and totally unprofessional, totally inhuman, is the fact that no one has said word concerning this disaster. CERN has not come out with any type of news on this yet, neither has mass media. What are they going to say? That science, the best scientists in the world, have failed, and that they've polluted a large area between France and Switzerland, where the CERN facilities were? Let's see what they will say. But I think it's worth that we look into what Patty Broussard has to say, and the images, and this is about an hour video worth us looking at, because obviously this is now scrap metal 300 whatever feet under the ground. So I'll leave a link below for you for this.